I'm now joined by Ellie Woolwick, who is a visually impaired actor who starred in Call the Midwife and Doctor Who. Thank you very much for joining us here at RNIB Connect Radio. Ellie, how are you?
I am good. Thank you for having me.
So when you were 12, you did a speech at the Philip Carnegie Awards on behalf of the RNIB, you know, just to say kind of thank you to the RNIB library. So what RNIB services have you used, Ellie?
Yeah, so when I was a child, so I think I started using it about age 6 or 7, I was a voracious library user, so I read so many books, and we had the hard copy Braille versions, which are huge. There are so many volumes. Harry Potter comes in like 12 volumes, just the first book or something ridiculous like that. But I really, really enjoyed the tactile feeling of Braille, and I think it really helped me in my development. I used the RNIB reading services. I also went on the RNIB summer camps when I was like much younger, I think. I can't remember how old I was. And that was really good for networking and forming some initial friendships, some of which I've kept today. And I was so aware of the good things that the RNIB did for people like me. And they were my first contact with other visually impaired people. I'd never had that before. I was about 7 or 8.
And now you're at university, so many years later, are you still using RNIB services to access certain reading materials or anything like that?
Yeah, I have used RNIB Bookshare, which I think helps with textbooks and things like that, particularly for just like core texts, like background reading for English and things like that. I also did use Overdrive, but I don't know if that's being discontinued. I think there's a new service going on at some point, I'm not sure. But I do still definitely use the services, and I know that the RNIB is still there to help me whenever I need it.
So you're still a Talking Books user?
Yeah, I don't use the physical CDs anymore, but yeah, I do use it.
I imagine you're on a course at university with the majority of your colleagues, shall we say, are sighted. Yep. What are the things that changed to make your degree accessible?
So Leeds is really, really good for access. We have a transcription centre attached to the uni, which, that's an RNIB transcription centre. So I use that service as well. And I'm in contact with a lady from there who transcribes all of the materials that I need into accessible electronic format, because I don't want to be carting around loads of Braille all the time because it's just too heavy and I'm not very strong. But yeah, in terms of making my degree accessible, I've spoken to all of my lecturers. They understand that they need to give materials in advance. Sometimes it's a bit more of an uphill battle than it needs to be, but I'm very, very lucky in that I do have the support that I need. And I do have access to the materials that I need, just maybe not as quickly as I would like, but that's just a personal thing.
And I'm sure that with working with you, it means that in the future, the university will become better at working with visually impaired students.
I hope so. They are very good. What concerns me is that other universities are not so good. I know of a lot of my friends who have had some shockingly bad experiences with some unis. And I think that that's completely unacceptable. Everybody should be able to have an education, and everybody should be able to access the resources that they need in order to keep up, and not just keep up with, but surpass those who are working on their degree if they need to.
And how have you found living in halls and the campus in general?
Leeds campus is huge. It's really big, but I've found it reasonably easy to navigate, actually. It's quite easy to figure out what landmarks are where and in relation to other things, like I know where my halls are in relation to the English department and things like that. Living in halls, because of going to stay at RNC, it's not been so much of a challenge, but it's mostly just sharing with other people, as in sharing a space. I have 8 other people in my flat, and that's quite a jump from living with myself,
yeah, sure,
and my sister and parents and that kind of thing. But it's been really good. I've been able to settle in really well.
And I would presume that the people living in your flat are now more aware of how to talk and help and guide,
yeah,
somebody living with a visual impairment.
Definitely, definitely. Like, I mean, we've all had to adjust to living in a different space with different people, but they've been really, really helpful. Like, I know that I can always count on them if I need something.
And if that isn't the kind of the mantra of first year uni, then
yeah,
I don't know what else is.
Exactly.
Can we expect to see you on our screens anytime soon?
I hope so. I really hope so. Got a couple of projects coming up. Obviously, I can't say anything about them now, but I hope that I'll be able to continue working. And more importantly, I hope I'll be able to continue showing people that things are possible, no matter what disability you have.
Well, I think that's a perfect place to leave it there. And Ellie Woolwick, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you so much.
RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm sure we will be seeing your name on the silver screen again in the not too distant future. Thank you.
Thank you.